Good morning. It's 8:04, 72 degrees in Cincinnati, 71 in Dayton. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The plan to replace the 1968 MSD agreement has hit a snag. The Ohio Public Employees Retirement System, or OPERS, says they can't support it because it would put future sewer district employees in the Cincinnati pension plan. Hamilton County Commissioner Chris Monzel says the handover deal might be saved if future MSD workers are diverted to OPERS.
Given that OPERS is okay with that, that's going to be something that's very doable by the legislature. So I think it's just a matter of time of making sure that all parties involved are okay with that direction, which is something I proposed last year.
Monzel was the only no vote among commissioners and city council last year when the two entities agreed to transfer control of MSD to the county. Under the previous agreement, the city operated the sewer system, but the county approved its budget. Ohio State trustees have set a private meeting tomorrow to talk about the future of football coach Urban Meyer. Meyer's been the subject of an investigation into the handling of domestic abuse allegations against a former assistant coach. The university says fact finders briefed the board yesterday. The panel will convene in a public session tomorrow morning before going behind closed doors to discuss the next steps. President Michael Drake will have the final say on whether Meyer keeps his job or faces other consequences. No timetable was given for final resolution of the matter. Wildlife conservation and outdoor sporting groups are uniting to promote the importance of hunting on Ohio's economy. State House correspondent Andy Chow reports the coalition wants to raise awareness about aspects of hunting that seem to fly under the radar.
The new group, Hunting Works for Ohio, says hunters pour millions of dollars into the state's economy, buying equipment, lodging, transportation, and much more. The group's co-chair, Tom Voracek, a former Ohio Wildlife Council member, says much of the fees associated with hunting wind up going towards conservation efforts and regulations.
We are about wild places and wild things, and we do tremendous conservation work. We are an economic engine. We provide people with jobs and prosperity that cannot be replaced.
Hunting Works for Ohio wants to also create an outreach to encourage younger children to spend more time outside. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The CEO of Cincinnati Children's Hospital is hoping to be back at work soon. Michael Fisher took a leave of absence in April to receive treatment for lymphoma. He sent hospital staff a video message yesterday.
So about 10 days ago, I received really the incredible news that my PET scan was clean. And my medical team said that I am in remission from my cancer.
Fisher says he plans to return to work September 24th. The Brewers rallied for a 5-2 victory over the Reds last night.